שלום חברים,
hello friends. Today's preparation was made by the groups from North America, Northeast and number 1, New York. Now let's hear New York.
Christian in New York, בבקשה.
Christian from New York, please.
To feel how much
לא שומעים
we can't hear you
the daily congress that we so graciously get to have each day so let's be here together friends let's appreciate the environment strongly and let's really be this wonderful kli for the light l'chaim
yes friends as Christian was saying the environment it's so important you know being in North America we rarely get the opportunity to be in such a place like this with great friends that have great intentions and great goals we live in the hustle and bustle where everybody's out for themselves and nobody thinks to care for one another and what a golden opportunity that we get to be here with friends from all around the world who are of an opposite mind and know that only together we can achieve greatness and because of that we know how important this environment is and what it means to contribute to it and be thankful for it because without it we're stuck with the corporate world of this like I said hustle and bustle life so each and every day we share our appreciation for the greatness of this environment our Rav our friends our teachers and it's just wonderful it's wonderful to be a part of you all it's wonderful to be a part of this great environment and what a great world clee that we have here so love you all guys and l'chaim
ונקרא קטע מקור.
Now an excerpt, Baal Sulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. When a person sees that the environment slights his work and does not properly appreciate his greatness, he cannot overcome the environment. Thus, he cannot obtain his greatness and becomes negligent during his work, like them. Since he does not have the basis for obtaining his greatness, he will obviously not be able to work in order to bring contentment to his maker and not to himself, for he will have no motivation to exert. And if you did not labor and find, do not believe. The only advice for this is either to work for oneself or not to work at all, since bestowing contentment upon his maker will not be for him tantamount to reception. Now you can understand the verse, in the multitude of people is the king's glory, since the measure of the greatness comes from the environment under two conditions. One, the extent of the appreciation of the environment. Two, the size of the environment. Thus, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. Let's read it again. Baal HaSulam, a speech for the completion of the Zohar. When a person sees that the environment slights his work and does not properly appreciate his greatness, he cannot overcome the environment. Thus, he cannot obtain his greatness and becomes negligent during his work, like them. Since he does not have the basis of obtaining his greatness, he will obviously not be able to work in order to bring contentment to his maker and not to himself, for he will have no motivation to exert. And if you did not labor and find, do not believe. The only advice for this is either to work for oneself or not to work at all. Since bestowing contentment upon his maker will not be for him tantamount to reception. Now you can understand the verse, in the multitude of people is the king's glory, since the measure of the greatness comes from the environment under two conditions. One, the extent of the appreciation of the environment. Two, the size of the environment. Thus, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. Now let's hear a workshop question.
Okay, friends. The workshop question is, let's express to one another our appreciation of the environment. Again, let's express to one another our appreciation of the environment.
What's precious about our environment, that we are one soul, these sparks after the shattering. Nevertheless, we sit together, we connect, we build a prayer. In truth, the most valuable parts to one another.
We can really see how from one year to another, we get the characteristic of the environment, its nature, and how we receive all that we have absolutely from the environment. There are no words to describe this. This is something you can actually see with your own senses, how all our deficiencies, how all our longings and the forces we receive, it all comes from the environment. And one does not have the ability to appreciate the gratitude and appreciation of the environment. And I think we see it in our integration through our efforts, in our hearts. The heart is full with gratitude and appreciation.
All the natural forces come from this environment, this godly environment, that strengthens us and fills these coarsenesses that the Creator chose them to rise above it and unite. It's truly an exalted path.
When the Creator awakens the point in the heart, He immediately brings a person to the environment, because without the environment, one cannot develop the point in the heart. The environment is the key for revealing godliness.
Yeah, each one awakens him with this point in the heart. That's the beginning. But if we didn't have the environment, this lab that we... Well, we develop together a point in the heart, our soul, there would be no strength for anyone. We wouldn't discover the quality of bestowal. We couldn't reveal the Creator that exists specifically in the connection.
Everything a person has, he has it because it's a part of the environment. A person is like clay in the hand of the potter, and we have a great privilege to be in such a society.
So, friends, question for a silent workshop. Take the appreciation of the environment that each friend expressed in the previous question and make it your own. Integrate their inspiration with yours. Again, take the appreciation of the environment that each friend expressed in the previous question and make it your own. Integrate their inspiration with yours. Silent workshop.
Oh. Ismach Lemer.